Would you like to hear a New Jersey love story? This ain't it. This is 25-year-old Alex Williams. He was in a car with his girlfriend, 29-year-old Brianna Greenwood. And he became jealous. He started accusing her of cheating. Now, ladies, I've warned you before, but I'm going to warn you again. If you get in a relationship with a man, make sure he's not all in. Make sure he's not 100% invested in a future with you. Because if he is not letting you go. Case in point, 25-year-old Alex Williams accused 29-year-old Brianna Greenwood of cheating. And she denied the allegations, but that wasn't good enough. So he started shouting, "You cheated on me, you cheated on me, you cheated on me." Then he pulled out a machete and he started hacking her to pieces in front of her 3-year-old. What's more traumatic than a 3-year-old watching mommy get chopped up? Nothing. But this is the reality. This is what it's like when you date in New Jersey. He sliced her and diced her until her left arm was nearly amputated. Many wounds in her chest, many wounds in her face. Then he got out of the car, satisfied with his behavior, and called 911. He called them and said, "I just killed my girlfriend. Come get me. I'm not going to put up a fight." So they came and got him and her and the 3-year-old. They rushed her to the hospital. They worked on her for 18 hours. And it didn't do any good. She passed away, leaving her 3-year-old behind with an eternity of trauma and horror that they won't soon forget. The family was outraged, but when Alex went to court, the baby father was there glaring at him, wishing that he could get to him and put that work in, but he couldn't because the authorities were protecting him. But nonetheless, the family was destroyed. The child is traumatized, and a man ruined his life, all in the name of New Jersey love. But what do you guys think about this? Have you ever been threatened because someone thought you were cheating on them? Have you ever been threatened by someone that you thought was supposed to love you? Is this common behavior in New Jersey? Is this how Jersey people get down? Murder in the name of love? Let me know how you feel. England. This is 37-year-old Mark Harrison. Mark had an ex-wife, and she thought their relationship was over, and she was incorrect. He wasn't ready to let her go. So, in pursuit of love, he set her front door on fire. Yeah, he set her front door on fire because he knew that would make her love him again. Unfortunately, it didn't make her love him again. It made her get a restraining order. But what's a piece of paper gonna stop? 4 years after he set her front door on fire, he sent her harassing text messages, and she told him to leave her alone. Did he leave her alone? No, he didn't. Instead, he hid in her bushes and he waited for her. And when she came home and she was almost in the door, he pushed her to the ground, punched her in the face, stomped her out, punched her some more, walked away, came back, punched her some more, and left. He was arrested, and he was charged with stalking, harassment, assault, and a slew of other things. And his punishment was 2 years and 3 months in jail and a 10-year restraining order. That's his punishment for stalking her and assaulting her. But then again, this is the United Kingdom, so their punishment system is different. It's not like in America, but let me know how you guys feel. Do you think Mark got the punishment he deserved? Or do you think the victim could have done something else to escape the attack? Let me know how you feel. Before you complain about how hard life is and how you have to do things you don't want to do, go places you don't want to go, and how everything is so expensive, I want you to take a look at this man. This man is sleeping under a bridge in 103 degrees. And all he has to his name is some dirt, a bottle of water, and a bicycle. So, Before you complain, think about all the amenities you have in your life. Think about your beautiful AC. Think about your pillow and your sheets and your blanket and your mattress. Think about your soap and your shower, your loofah, your rag, your shampoo, your conditioner, your toothpaste. Think about all that food in your fridge that's kept cool by your fridge. Think about all the snacks in your cupboard. Think about your car. Think about your cell phone. And think about this man. He ain't got none of that. And he still wake up motivated to go do whatever it is he does. But he's motivated and he's consistent. Why can't you be motivated and consistent and grateful for what you have? Because if not, you might end up like this man, with nothing to show for it but some dirt and a bike, and be sleeping under a bridge in 103 degrees. But let me know how you feel.